Momentum or illusion? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Barack Obama clearly got the momentum over the weekend. He won all the political contests. Plus, he picked up a Grammy for his recording of The Audacity of Hope, beating out a book written by a fella named Bill Clinton. But wait, Obama is still behind Hillary Clinton in the latest delegate count. The New York Times has him behind by 171, the Associated Press has him behind by 28, and there are potentially Hillary-friendly states like Texas and Pennsylvania still to come. On the Republican side, the count is more lopsided. John McCain is ahead of Mike Huckabee by around 500 delegates, no matter who counts them, but they still have some big states ahead too, and over 200 orphaned Mitt Romney delegates looking for a home. Plus, delegates in both parties are free to change their minds. They might have to leave town and lay low for a while if they do, but the fact is that they can, which could change everything yet again. And all this uncertainty has people complaining. I heard complaints at my caucus. What's the point, people say? Why are we here if we can be outvoted by superdelegates, if delegates can change their minds, if the Democrats decide to count Florida and Michigan after all? Why can't we just have simple up or down votes? I'll tell you why. Think about how long this has been going on. What, around a year and a half? If there wasn't the uncertainty, if there wasn't the possibility that you could wake up tomorrow and everything would be different, we'd all be sick of it.
We are sick of it, Dave.
Okay. But you have to admit it's hard to look away. Now this.